This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today addressed the plenary session of Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO summit, which is underway in Tianjin, China. He also exchanged perspectives with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping during the SCO summit. Prime Minister Modi will hold bilateral meeting with the Russian President later today. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping held wide-ranging talks with a focus on rebuilding the bilateral ties between India and China yesterday. Mr. Misri said in the meeting, Mr. Modi underlined the importance of peace and tranquility on the border areas for continued development of bilateral relations.
Prime Minister's first engagement was a bilateral meeting with President Xi Jinping of the People's Republic of China. This is the second meeting between the two leaders in the space of less than a year. Their last meeting was in Kazan in October last year, where they had laid down certain strategic guidelines for the development of bilateral relations and set out certain goals to be achieved by the two sides. In their meeting, both the leaders were happy to note the progress that had been registered, the actions that had been taken since the meeting in Kazan, and the momentum that had been maintained in bilateral relations since that meeting, especially in the domain of people-to-people relations.
The Foreign Secretary said Prime Minister Modi conveyed it very clearly to Chinese President that peace and tranquility at the border is like an insurance policy for India-China ties. Mr. Misri said that there was an understanding on the need to maintain peace on the borders using the existing mechanisms and avoid disturbances to the overall relationship going forward. The Foreign Secretary said PM Modi also mentioned the challenge of cross-border terrorism and pitched for extending support to each other to combat it. Mr. Misri said cross-border terrorism was mentioned by the Prime Minister as a priority, and Mr. Modi underlined the fact that this is something that impacts both India and China. Foreign Secretary said the two leaders were of the view that differences between India and China should not be allowed to turn into disputes. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will visit Jammu today to review ongoing relief and rescue operations and assess the damage caused by recent cloudbursts and floods, particularly in Katra, where landslides along the Vaishno Devi pilgrimage route have caused several deaths. Mr. Shah will also chair a high-level review meeting. The Ministry of Home Affairs has constituted inter-ministerial central teams for Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab and Jammu and Kashmir to assess the damage caused by heavy rainfall, floods, flash floods, cloudbursts and landslides. In a statement, the ministry said that on the directions of Home Minister Amit Shah, these teams will conduct on-the-spot assessments of the situation and review the relief work carried out by the respective state governments. The central teams will visit the flood and landslide-affected districts of Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab and Jammu and Kashmir. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. IMD also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over East Rajasthan, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Odisha, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh for the next 2 days. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that the spectacular GDP growth of 7.8% in this quarter has proved that no one can manage the economy better than Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Talking to reporters after unveiling the Birsa Munda statue at Bhagwan Birsa Munda Bhavan in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju said the top economist in the world is saying that Prime Minister Modi is running the Indian economy in the best way. A powerful earthquake of magnitude 6 on the Richter scale struck southeastern Afghanistan late last night, the United States Geological Survey reported. The Indian team has entered the Super 4 of the Men's Asia Cup Hockey Championship 2025 after defeating Japan. Led by Captain Harmanpreet Singh, the Indian team will face Kazakhstan in their final league match at Rajgir today. The match will be played at 7:30 p.m. this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.